The time at 15 past 11.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
I'm going to have to change that opening there, Dwayne. I think I'm a little smarter than when that was produced.
Yes. You can get through the produce department now.
I can. Yeah, I've learned a lot from you since hosting, taking over for Terry, hosting the garden show. So.
Well, thank you. I think it's fun, and people still have questions, so we'll keep going.
All right. Having a little trouble with your landline at your place of business today, so you're on a cell phone, so we'll get it done that way.
You bet. So if people can't get in, I think we kind of got it fixed a little bit, not permanently, but they can call me on my cell phone, 320-226-4738, if they can't get through to the Dawson store, okay?
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to talk about here on the garden show this morning. I'm just going to open up our phone lines. Time to open up our phone lines now, 320-598-7301. For any lawn or garden questions that you would have for Dwayne, that's 598-7301. Or you can email him over at kokpfm@farmerstel.net. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, it's kind of a unique plant. It's called the resurrection lily, or the alias naked lady plant.
Oh.
The reason it's called that is, in the early spring, it shoots up its leaves, okay? It has leaves like a lily, which it is a lily. And then those leaves all die down. And I swear that every August 13th, okay, they'll shoot up a flower, and it grows like crazy. It'll grow like 2 feet tall and within a few days. And then it has a pink lily flower on it. So it's called the resurrection lily. The leaves die down. And then in August, it shoots up lilies. And so it's flowering right now. It starts on August 13th every year.
Really? The very specific day, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. And it's still blooming now. It's light pink colored lilies, flowers. And it's about 2.5 feet tall. It's very pretty. There's pictures on the website there. So.
Yeah. And Chris says hers did on 13th.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
So,
oh,
crazy,
okay.
Really. It's something unique, something different that grows around here.
Yeah. You see that? You see them resurrection lilies in the spring then, I'm sure, huh?
You see the leaves, okay? In the spring, it'll shoot the leaves, okay? It'll be a big bush of leaves, and then the leaves all die down, and then it's resurrected. In August, it shoots up the flower.
Huh.
Bizarre.
Well, how many plants do something like that?
It's the only one that I know.
Okay.
That does that. Resurrection lily or naked ladies. There's a lot of different names to that, but resurrection lily, I guess we'll call it on the radio.
Okay. Well, what is our horticultural concern for the week, Dwayne?
This week, hot weather. It's crazy, you know, and how does, you know, I know how it affects people, you know, don't even want to go outside, but unfortunately the plants have to be outside, so what can we do to help them out? I mean, this heat puts stress on a lot of the plants. You can see some of them are even turning colors or yellow leaves or turning red. If your tree hasn't had a lot of water, make sure that you water that. Or your hanging baskets or your flower gardens, give them a drink of water. The other thing that it's affected besides the water problem is the bugs increase as the heat increases because it increases the life cycle, so you get more bugs. So outside I see a lot of mites right now, and there's a lot of moss kind of hatched this week too with the heat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you maybe have to spray, get out there and spray the mites. It looks like your plant isn't getting water, and what it is little mites are sucking all the juices out of it. A miticide or insecticide, or there's diseases because of the hot, humid weather, or maybe a fungicide.
Okay. Yes, you mentioned moss. The last couple days, I go for a walk at 5:30 in the morning, and when I open my front door, holy smokes! Got to fight through all the moss.
Yeah, so you know, and they like to eat too. So maybe you need to check your plants out. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? The fair is coming up.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, you know, a couple things at the fair. You know, encourage people to, you know, enter into the Division B fruits and vegetables at the fair. And now we know what a fruit and a vegetable is, so put them in the right category.
Okay. And where's the tomato land in that?
Well, again, definition of a, well, you know what? If you have problems with that, the people that are entering, they've already got the categories at the fair. And so there's 74 different vegetable categories at the fair, so they'll help you put them in the right one.
Okay. Yep.
And there's a lot of specialty ones, you know, like large, most unusual, all that kind of things. It's always fun to go to the fair and see the hort building, as I call it, or the garden building, full of different types of vegetables and fruits and grains and breads and pies, and it's kind of fun. The other thing that I'm kind of involved with, and a lot of other people are too, and been going on for years at the Lac Parle County Fair, is the veggie races.
The veggie races.
Yeah.
So love that.
It's happening Saturday, September 9th at 11:30 is the actual races. And what you do is you build a veggie car. The fair board supplies wheels. And so you bring vegetables, and people can donate vegetables. You make a car, a race car, out of a vegetable with wheels. Then we race it down, you know, the old Boy Scout tracks where the Pinewood Derby?
Yep.
We race it down that, and we have a lot of different prizes. People have donated prizes, and we're going to give out more prizes this year and have drawings, so anticipating a lot more people in the veggie races this year, because it's 150 years of the Lac Parle fair has been going on, so it's a big celebration this year, so come out to the fair.
That's right, and you mentioned the fair board supplies the tools, the wheels, the axles. It takes just a few minutes to poke that in a cucumber or any vegetable, really, and I understand they're going to bring flowers there to help decorate the veggies too, huh?
So we have, you know, different categories by age, and then, you know, how far the car goes, and we also have the most talented, you know, you can decorate your car anyway, and so best design, and you can bring your own vegetables, your own flowers if you want, or people will supply them, and where the race starts at 11:30, and you come and make your cars before that, so, and it's at the event center at the fairgrounds.
Okay, looking forward to that, Dwayne.
It'll be fun. Come on down there, Paul. You can make a car.
I guess you're going to MC the thing, huh?
I'm going to MC, and if you want to help, you're a good MC-er.
No, you can MC it. Hey, we better get into some questions here.
There we go.
Some people have called. Yeah, earlier this morning, some people called in some questions here. So first one is, can I transplant my butterfly perennial plant this fall?
I am glad they said this fall. It's too darn hot to be transplanting a lot of things, especially when you're digging them up and moving them as you're cutting off the roots. Yeah, you can. I would cut your butterfly bush back, you know, like into half, dig as much roots as you can up, and move it and keep it watered. A little starter fertilizer would help. So, yep, no problem.
Speaking of butterflies, we talked about that last week, how many butterflies are around last week. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, now it went to moss.
Moss.
different hatching season.
There you go. So this person can transplant her butterfly perennial plant this fall then?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do it when it cools off.
What's that?
Mid-September or after it gets... You don't want to do it when it's 100 degrees out.
Okay. All right, another question from one of our listeners. You talked about cabbage last week, and what are some of the easiest vegetables to grow, and what are some of the most difficult vegetables to grow around here, Duane? Someone must be planning for next year.
In general, I mean, vegetables, a garden, it's not hard to grow. It's just like everything else, you have to put the effort into it. I mean, cabbage is easy to grow, carrots, radishes. I mean, you get a quick crop. Peas are one of my favorite. You know, if you call harder ones to grow, tomatoes, because they, you know, take longer and need to be staked, that type of stuff. But tomatoes aren't hard to grow either. I think if you're going to start a garden first time or whatever, we'd be glad to help you out, help you pick up stuff. You can buy starter plants, which sometimes are easier, or you can buy seed. Some, you know, if you're doing some flowers, our seasons aren't long enough for some of those, so it's better to start, like your flowers or your tomatoes, it's better to start them inside so you get a longer season on them. So if that's harder to grow, get starter plants from your local garden center.
Speaking of tomatoes, you know, talking with friends that grow tomatoes, it's a wide variety. Some people are really don't have good tomatoes this year, and some have huge, beautiful tomatoes. It's all over the map.
The variety that you choose probably is important. The location, your soil, how you water them, you know, take care of them, fertilizing them, all those things are factors in tomatoes. Sometimes tomatoes can be fussy, but my suggestion is to plant a variety of them so you have different types of tomatoes. And so, you know, one of them should go good. Plant them in the sun. They love the sun.
Okay. One more question here. We're running out of time already. Man, time goes fast. This person...
Time goes fast when you're having fun.
There you go, Duane. I tried planting sweet corn in my garden this year, and it didn't work out very well. A friend said I planted them too close together and too close to the tomatoes. Why would that make a difference?
I mean, you can get your corn, I mean, the way farmers plant corn these days, I can't believe it was because it's too close. But, you know, you could have spacing on your corn would be good, and not just a single row. You have, like, you know, 2-3 rows so they can cross-pollinate, you know. And if it's too close, maybe the rows are too close together. I mean, you should have at least, you know, I don't know, 28-inch rows or something like that, so they have some air circulation there. Last year we had our tomatoes by the corn, and I didn't see the corn got affected by that.
Okay. All right, just got a couple minutes here. I want to just quickly mention we're talking about the fair. They're also looking for planters with flowers to decorate around the fairgrounds, and you can drop them at the fair board office by Wednesday, the week of the fair. And please drop donations of vegetables for the veggie races at the fair board office anytime the week prior to the event, which is September 9th. So there you go there.
One other thing, Master Gardeners Extension website. You want to become a Master Gardener, you got to sign up by October 1st.
Okay. And real quick, what's happening at Heather?
Oh, getting ready for the fair, and also fall is for planting. Organizing a lot of landscaping, planting trees. All our fall plants are either being grown or coming in. Fall mums are coming in this week.
All right, so stop on over at Heather at Madison, Dawson, or Monty, right?
All three spots, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
Thanks, Duane. Talk to you next week.
We're going to talk, yep, and everybody have a great week.
Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather Up Next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.